From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Ahead, we'll begin a new breakthrough series called Growing Up After Cancer. First, though, the 10th Annual Conference on Crimes Against Women ends today in Dallas. About 1,600 people from around the country have spent the week learning about new technology for investigations and prosecutions of sex crimes.
Unfortunately, we are at no loss of crimes against women. We see it every day in the news. We hear about it, and it continues to happen. These people who attend the Conference on Crimes Against Women are boots on the ground.
Jan Langbein is CEO of the nonprofit Genesis Women's Shelter. She says victim advocates, police, and prosecutors are working together to help a vulnerable population, including immigrant victims. Patricia Freshwater is an attorney from Richardson.
Lack of immigration status in an abusive relationship becomes one more weapon or tool or instrument of power that the abuser can hold over the victim.
Freshwater says many immigrants don't know victims who help police prosecute sex crimes can apply for temporary legal status and even work in the U.S. for up to 4 years. A cancer diagnosis used to be a death sentence for a child. Today, radiation, chemotherapy, and transplants have led to far more kids surviving cancer, but these intensive treatments take a toll. Over the next 4 years, or next 4 weeks, KERA's Lauren Silverman will tell the story of the Kobler family in the breakthrough series called Growing Up After Cancer. While most five-year-olds were starting kindergarten, Jude Kobler was battling leukemia.
Every so often, Jude Kobler's classmates ask him about cancer. When he was 5 years old, some worried they'd catch it.
They asked me, well, how do you get cancer? And I said, you don't. You just have to be really unlucky.
Lucky or unlucky, Jude is a very popular kid. Now 10, he has glossy, dark hair that falls over his round face. At lunch one day, packing spaghetti and meatballs onto a spork, he's surrounded by friends at All Saints, a Catholic school in Dallas. His buddy, Manny Greshy, says what draws kids to Jude aren't just his jokes.
It's because what he's been through, and like, he's really nice and he shares.
This story begins 5 years ago, in the first week of kindergarten. After a series of high fevers and strange bruises, Jude's parents rushed him to Children's Medical Center at Legacy in Plano.
You know, the doctor walked in and he just kind of said, best case, it's probably some type of, you know, bacterial viral infection. But he said, you know, worst case, it's leukemia.
That's Jude's dad, Keith Kobler.
And at that point, I wasn't even really sure what leukemia was.
15 minutes later, blood work was back, the diagnosis in.
My parents were crying and they said, you know, you have leukemia. And I'm like, what's that? Hopefully it's not something bad.
A half century ago, a leukemia diagnosis was a death sentence for kids. The disease starts when the bone marrow creates abnormal white blood cells that divide out of control. These defective cells crowd out the healthy ones, making it hard for the body to fight infection and damaging vital organs. The type Jude had, acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or ALL, it shows up in about 2,500 kids each year. Jude's doctor is Patrick Levy with UT Southwestern and Children's Medical Center in Dallas.
So the treatment for ALL is chemotherapy by and large. Chemotherapy means giving medications, several all at the same time, to essentially kill the leukemia cells.
And that's not all it kills. Chemotherapy wipes out healthy cells too, like hair, nails, and intestinal cells. Some chemo drugs are taken as pills or through IVs, others with a spinal tap. That's where a long needle is placed into the spinal canal, where leukemia can lurk.
The places it hides in all of us is in our spinal fluid. And so we give chemotherapy directly into the spinal fluid, which means kids have spinal taps. And Jude had multiple spinal taps throughout the course of his treatment and multiple during that first month.
That first month is crucial. And for the vast majority of kids with ALL, modern chemotherapy wipes away all signs of leukemia.
So Jude went through that month of chemotherapy, but unfortunately he had leukemia at the end of that first month, which meant his leukemia was declaring itself as being aggressive, as being hard to treat, as being high risk, and as one that would require much more intensive treatment.
During the next month, Children's in Dallas became the Kobler's second home. Jude's maternal grandparents came from the Philippines to take care of older brother Joshua. Mom and dad slept and worked from the hospital. And even though Jude's shiny brown hair fell out and he was often nauseous, his humor didn't flicker. Here's his mom, Boots, reading from the journal she kept.
A few months back, he asked me why he had to stay in the hospital for so long. I told him that's because his chemo did not work. So he looked at me with a confused look and said, "Well, that's dumb. You need to ask for a refund." That one was funny.
Like most kids, Jude didn't like being poked and prodded, taking pills, and feeling exhausted. He did find solace in one place, the game room.
I would go there every morning, like right when I woke up. I'd be standing there in front of the door waiting for my other friends to come, you know, and play like Super Mario Bros. Or something.
Yes, the kids looked different. They had IV poles and face masks.
They looked pretty happy, though. Like, they weren't like, "Oh, I'm so sad." You know, that's when I thought maybe this place isn't so bad.
Just as hospitals have evolved to be kid-friendly, chemotherapy has advanced to cure most pediatric cancers. Today, 9 out of 10 kids survive ALL. The thing is, curing cancer in childhood often means serious problems down the line. Not just from missing school, Jude missed all of kindergarten, but also, Dr. Levy says, from the powerful drugs.
Still being explored and still being clarified what the learning effect of cancer treatment is in kids. But if you're giving sometimes weekly and then sometimes monthly and then sometimes every 3 months, depending on the phase of treatment, spinal taps and putting chemotherapy into the spinal fluid that bathes the brain, it's not surprising, perhaps, that there's going to be some effect on learning.
Young kids are more likely to have long-term learning challenges, everything from attention deficit disorder to reading and math troubles. Chemotherapy and radiation can also damage organs like the heart and kidney, and sometimes lead to secondary cancers. That's what happened to 58-year-old Cindy Sikirki of Mansfield. She had Hodgkin's lymphoma as a teen.
The radiation that I received, I've been told now, was way too much for a human body. I remember the radiation was so strong that under my arms, the skin literally turned black. It looked like charred meat.
Sikirki recovered and was cancer-free until, at age 49, breast cancer showed up.
When you get it the second time around and so much time has elapsed in between, I think my take was, I've beaten this before. I've got this one. I can take care of this one.
And she did, with the help of chemotherapy. Sikirki also had a damaged heart valve replaced, which isn't unusual decades after radiation. In Dallas, doctors would soon have to use radiation to treat Jude. Chemotherapy wasn't working, and optimism was beginning to slip away for the Koblers. After the second round of chemo, Jude's leukemia came back with a vengeance. His cancer cell count increased more than tenfold.
I can't even remember what he said after that. I ran on the hallway at the hospital, and I think everyone heard me.
That's Boots, Jude's mom.
That was when I started losing my faith a little bit, and this is all I prayed about. I don't pray for wealth. I don't pray for, "Oh, make me do this," you know. I always pray for my kids, my family's health.
There would be an answer to Boots' prayers, and it was in the bedroom right next to Jude's back home. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
The Koblers' story continues next week in our series Growing Up After Cancer. Video and photos of the family are at cancer.kera.org. And join Lauren for a preview screening of the PBS documentary Cancer, the Emperor of All Maladies tomorrow evening. You can RSVP at kera.org. We got an 80% chance of rain today. Expect a high around 70. It's 58 in Dallas, 55 in Fort Worth. From the KERA newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.